With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Residents of Florida continue to prepare for Hurricane Milton, scheduled to arrive sometime late Wednesday or early Thursday. Venice, Florida resident David Coots, who was picking up sandbags, said his family plans to evacuate after prepping their home.
We're sandbagging all of the doors, all the doorways, and basically that's it. We just want to try to make sure nothing does get into the house.
Flooding from Hurricane Helene forces production to stop at one of the largest manufacturers of IV bags in the United States. Officials at the Baxter North Cove facility, about 30 miles from Asheville, North Carolina, said a nearby levee breach resulted in water getting into a building, forcing a halt in production of an estimated 1.5 million IV bags a day. The American Hospital Association is calling on the Biden administration to declare the intravenous bag shortage a national emergency. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has released a new video to the Lebanese people.
Don't let these terrorists destroy your future any more than they've already done. Stand up and take your country back. You have an opportunity that hasn't existed in decades. An opportunity to take care of the future of your children and grandchildren.
Meanwhile, Israel continued its ground offensive into southern Lebanon as Hezbollah terrorists fired more rockets into northern Israel. The FBI has arrested an Afghan man they say was inspired by ISIS and was plotting an Election Day attack targeting large crowds in the U.S. They say the 27-year-old living in Oklahoma City had taken steps in recent weeks to advance the attack, ordering AK-47s, liquidating his family's assets, and buying one-way tickets for his wife and kids to go back to Afghanistan. He's been in the U.S. since the Biden administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. This is SRN News. So the question is, does anybody care about the birth rate?
More people die in the U.S. than are born. And it's been that way for a couple of decades. It's not a problem yet, but it could eventually be one, and most Americans don't care. A fresh YouGov poll finds only 22% of respondents think the falling birth rate is a bad thing. 23% say it's a good thing, and everybody else says it's either no problem or aren't sure. And here's the key finding. While 30% of men say less babies is a bad thing, only 14% of women agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 7 in 10 adults say they believe angels exist, according to a new poll. Americans' belief in angels is about on par with belief in heaven and the power of prayer, but bested by belief in God or higher power, which stands at 79%. The poll finds that fewer U.S. adults believe in Satan, astrology, reincarnation, and that physical items can have spiritual energies. This is SRN News. Israel announces another top Hezbollah commander has been killed in a strike. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The military says the strike killed Suhail Husseini, who it says was responsible for overseeing logistics, budget and management of the militant group. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets into Israel on Monday, underscoring the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive in Gaza that killed over 40,000 Palestinians, according to local media officials. Destroyed large areas and displaced around 90% of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
TikTok's being sued by more than a dozen states who argue the app is purposely designed to addict young people. Attorneys general for 13 states and the District of Columbia filed lawsuits Tuesday saying that the app broke consumer protection laws and parent company ByteDance has misled the public about how safe it is for children. More details at srnnews.com.